Jess Elliott Meyer, the clarinet vocalist, she really cut her teeth in New Orleans. And in New Orleans, their street music is really the main thing. So everyone gravitates, and the best bands are on the street. So we play a lot on the street in D.C. We busk in DuPont Circle. And it really provides more of that community sense where we'll play, and maybe someone has a hard day after work and they see us play on the street corner all these instruments and kind of get energized by that. As far as venues in D.C., this is a town that people would, for happy hour, would rather maybe watch CNN. So it's hard to find venues that really cater to it. But Acre 121 in Columbia Heights is a great venue that we've been playing. Beer Baron, we have a house gig there. But for the most part, our main outreach has been with the Washington folk music community. There's a contra dance at Glen Echo Sundays and Fridays, and we've played those. And we played there on a Friday night a couple weeks ago, and there were maybe 300, 400 dancers all contra dancing. We really enjoy that aspect of it. We go out, you know, DuPont Circle, you know, in an evening, it will be Saturday, and we'll be out there for a couple hours, 2 hours or so, and it's great practice, and it's really fun when families come up and, you know, kids drop their dollars in or whatnot. And we busk around here in Bethesda as well because I live here, and it's really, you know, there's a lot of people walking around. We enjoy really having people stop and listen to something that maybe they wouldn't necessarily think they liked. So, you know, there's stereotypes with banjos or traditional music, but if we can get people in who would normally not listen to that sort of thing and have them go, yeah, we appreciate that, that's great for us. Kind of recognize that not everything is pop music, and not everything is, you know, or maybe, you know, I dare say in D.C., not everything's go-go. There's a big folk music tradition in Washington, whether it's, you know, the Virginia influence and Ralph Stanley, whether it's John Fahey, who, you know, lived in Tacoma Park, Elizabeth Cotton, who's, you know, famous folk guitar player. So there's a lot of that tradition here. It's just the community kind of likes to keep it tight, and we want to maybe branch it out a little bit more and get people listening.